RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ba-na-na-na. Christmas time in Washington, D.C. and around the world. Very excited to share some holiday cheer with our friend Mr. Nui Scruggs from Dallas. Nui, what's up, dude?
How we doing now?
We good, brother. What's happening?
All good. Good, good, good. Just glad I don't have to go up there to D.C. to watch that.
Come on, man. You love coming to Landover.
Man, I ain't been there since the last time your man Snyder served some hot dogs. It looked like they had some kind of pink line in them. I'm like, dude, I'm good. And then it rained in the press box. I'm like, nah, man.
Yep.
I ain't coming there to be uncool. This is the time I let our weekend guy go discover the nation's capital.
I am not at all surprised.
Seniority.
That said, I know you've been trying to deal with everything that Dallas has going. How? I know that it seems like publicly everybody's been cool, but the reality, we've all been in NFL locker rooms for a while. Like, the offensive players must be pissed at how bad the defense is. How is that all going?
Nah, man, we haven't really seen the finger pointing here. The thing that was really more messy was just watching the Micah stuff go down.
Yeah. Yeah,
that wasn't fun for people. But look, Jerry came out yesterday, and not yesterday, but Sunday, to the Chargers, like, man, this is an underachieving season. Yeah, I say it's underachieving. I'm like, no, I have this team 7-10. And they're right there on the mark. They're even with Micah Parsons, they won 7 games last year. They didn't do enough to stop the run, and some of the weaknesses they still have were there. And I have, man, there's defensive questions on all three levels. They never really got to all of those. And yeah, they got Quentin Williams in here, but you know, by then it was too late. You dropped that home game to Arizona that was shameful. You had the game against Carolina where it's tied and Carolina gets the ball with 6 minutes and 2 seconds to go and they run out the clock and beat you. They just had too many bad losses. The Green Bay tie that they couldn't get done. So it was by the time they made some additions, it was too late defensively. But overall, these dudes have not taken to the scheme of Matt Eberflus. Jerry was backing him and backing him and backing him, and now Jerry's not backing him, so I think he'll be fired. And, you know, so, hey, look, somebody got to walk the plank. You can't sit around here and charge these prices they charge here talking about, hey, we're going to run it back. Not running that back. No, sir. Somebody got to die. Somebody got to die. And ain't going to be the head coach.
Ain't going to be the owner.
Right, ain't going to be the owner. Ain't going to be the GM, you know. You already got rid of Parsons, so Matt Eberflus, it's you. There you go.
In the post-Parsons trade world, what do you make of kind of the decisions they made defensively there? Because the Quentin Williams trade is legit. Is he even playing this week? I know that he's been on the injury report. Like, how much does Dallas, how much are the Cowboys going to care about this Christmas Day game in Washington?
Hey, man, look, I'm all for why, for who, for what? Quote, Ricky Williams? I mean, Ricky Waters, for who, for what? I mean, why is Quentin Williams playing? For what? You know, you need to be doing everything possible to look towards 2026. Now, Dak Prescott, you know, bless his heart, came out, said all the right things. Hey, man, this is what we should be doing. This is our job. You'll get me these opportunities. All that sounds good. And that's what you want from a player. That's what you want from a coach. But as a general manager and owner of the football team, I'd be like, hey, man, yeah, he needs to sit. He doesn't feel good. You know, that's what I'd be saying. But – you know, the last thing either team wants to have happen is somebody get hurt on Netflix, okay, on Netflix tomorrow, and they can't play or be ready for training camp 2026. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry the other day, I can't wait to ask you this question. Jerry the other day suggested that maybe they need to shake things up in the front office. How much do you believe that?
Who's the front office?
Do you think there's ever a world where Jerry's not the GM?
So it's funny. Tony Dorsett's son, Anthony, does a podcast with us on the Cowboys Network. And I have to remind him of what Jerry once said. Jerry said, quote, just because I said it doesn't make it so. And then there was another great line that Bill Parcells used to say when he was here. I reserved the right to change my mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jerry said it what, before Christmas? Well, you know, Christmas happened. Jerry might change mind. Oh, New Year's happened. New Year, they changed mind. So don't take, he's 82 years old, man, get emotional now. Jerry start crying at the drop of a hat. So we don't know what emotional Jerry we're getting from day to day. So maybe you caught Jerry feels bad, low, maybe this is my fault kind of thing. But Jerry going to get right back in that mirror and say, you can do it. You can do it, Jerry. You've done it your whole life, Jerry. Nobody does it like you. You got the team worth $13 billion that you paid $146 million for. You can do it. So, nah, man. And plus, Jerry once told me, because I used to ask this question all the time when I did this radio show. He said, "New, whoever I hire still got to come to me."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, he could hire B. Mitch. B. Mitch could be the GM of the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, Jerry, we should draft this player. We should make this trip. You know, you got to go to Jerry, and Jerry got to bless it.
What?
But he says, I think talking about himself in third person. We have to adjust the front office. He's the damn front office. Him and his son, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like I said, it sounds good. It sounds good for me to sit here and tell you that. You know, hey, media man, yeah, I got to do it. I don't mean you got to do it. It's been 30 years, man, 30 years. So, you know, I'm not believing. Until I see it, I ain't believing it. So, I've been fooled too many times, guys. Been fooled like great George Bush said, can't get fooled again.
Correct. Talking with our friend Nui Scruggs, NBC5 sports director down in Dallas. You can give him a follow at Nui Scruggs, S-C-R-U-G-G-S. You've seen really excellent Cowboys teams, and you've seen various versions of really good. How good is this offense? How does this offense stack up to some of the best Dallas teams?
I'm so old, I covered a Super Bowl team, right? Covered Jimmy's last team. All right, that's how old. I've seen it. This offense can put up numbers, but, you know, who cares about your numbers? Are you a championship offense? Okay, when they needed to go down the field against Philadelphia and had the football, CeeDee Lamb dropped three passes. They lost the season opener. So we talk all day long, oh, you can put up this. But when you need to get it done, great offenses get it done. All right, this damn 70 chip in Super Bowl 17. Offense need to get it done. Give it to John Riggins, run off there, boom, touchdown. Gives the Bronx fat ass how many points they score, and they lose games. Or you don't put up 45 points when Detroit's put up 44. They got too many dudes who jump off sides, who hold. It's a mess. But it looks good on paper. It's fantasy football numbers. It's Kirk Cousins making a whole bunch of numbers, and you don't get it done. So I don't want to hear about this offense. Okay, I like Dak. All that stuff's great, but it's not resulting in any championship play. For those who are old enough to see championship play, this ain't cutting it.
That was well said. That was very well said. What is Schottenheimer like? I've now just seen the Hard Knocks, and he seems likable. But is he
good dude?
Is he
good dude?
What's his command of that room like?
He does a very good job, but you also have to understand. You got to come compete with the dude who owns the team. After a game, more people are going to hear what Jerry has to say. There are more cameras there for Jerry than there is for the head coach.
That's crazy.
You got to learn to deal with it.
Yeah.
The head coach has got to sit around here and watch Jerry play this thing out with Micah, and he's caught in the middle, and he's got to figure out, how do I manage it? Is Joe Torre managing George Steinbrenner, and how you have to deal with that personality, and how you have to deal with the whole family? Brian does a great job of that and a great job in the locker room. But I don't care who it is. It's show me where this dynamic works and championships are being won. You don't see it.
How does that affect that actual the head coach and I would say the players? Because Jerry's seen the side with players more than he does the coaches.
McCarthy didn't like it. That stuff used to be funny. I remember one time they had a draft press conference. So it's McCarthy, Steven, and Jerry. Anybody asking Mike no questions, because you know, Mike always, you know, playing it close to the vest. And somebody said something to Mike, asked him a question, like, I don't know, 20 minutes. Things. I don't even know why I'm here. And I'm just kind of like laughing, like, me either, because you don't need to be here. I remember one time when Dave Campo was a coach, Wade was a coach, and Jerry said he signed whatever play. Hey, we're signing so-and-so tomorrow. And then we're talking to Wade. Yeah, you guys got so-and-so. And he's like, I don't know about that. You know, we're still working on things. We're like, Jerry already told us. And Wade said, okay, whatever Jerry says, it's just like that here, man. It's just like it. So it's funny. I remember when Dalvin Cook last year was playing for the Cowboys. He was on the practice squad. And literally, you'd ask Jerry on the Tuesday radio show, is Dalvin Cook playing? Nah, he's not going to play this week. And Dalvin Cook would listen to the radio show on Tuesday to find out if he was playing. And that became a joke. They asked the question to see who was playing. That's what it is, and the head coach has to deal with it. Mike didn't like it. Shoddy was here, so he saw it. He knows how to work with them and deal with them. So Brian, in my opinion, does a good job. The offense, he's a much better play caller than I thought he was. Especially going back to remembering his time with the Jets, he's grown a lot. He does a nice job, but they don't have the pieces it takes to win. Where Brian's got to get better is figuring out how you make get better discipline from this team. You know, 3rd and 5, next thing you know, your center don't hike the ball, and now he's 3rd and 10, incomplete pass, 4th and 10, you go for it, and then you're off the field. They got too many penalties. They're hurting themselves too many ways. Probably need to let him hire his own defensive coordinator. From what we're hearing, it's Jerry who hired Matt Eberflus. Well, you know what? Brian needs to be able to hire his own guy and let that guy bring in the pieces he needs to. That's what he did with Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn was able to bring in his defensive line coach, linebacker coach, and the DB coach. So let guys do that. That's where Jerry's got to kind of give a little bit, I think, to the head coach to let the head coach be the head coach.
I'm curious, and maybe, you know, we're removed from it, right? Does the fan base hate Jerry? I feel like they kind of love Jerry. Like,
let me tell you stuff. So I went to Vegas. It was their first game ever they had, the Cowboys playing Vegas. Jerry is a rock star, man. You got people hanging out over the stands, Jerry signed this, Jerry signed that. I mean, dude, Jerry goes places, man. He is like one of the players, man. They like this dude. They get frustrated as hell at him, but they like him. Now, the Mavericks owner, they hate that dude. All right, so, you know, Dan Snyder, they hated that guy. Jerry, they like him because he's still selling stuff, man. That fan's still on that hopium, man. You know, somebody ain't won under 30 years, man, and these fans still out here buying stuff left and right, man. They like Jerry. Frustrated with Jerry, but overall, they like the dude.
For you, from the Dallas viewpoint, how surprised are you that the season Washington's having?
Oh, you know the comedian Ashy Larry?
Yeah.
Donnell Rawlings?
Yeah.
So I had Donnell on this summer. Donnell, big, big commander.
Are you from here? Yeah.
Big. Talking that big stuff. I was like, man, you know I've seen this out of you guys before, right? Oh, you just a hater. I can't wait to come down there and get you. You got the asset, man. Remember we had RG3? Had the Hope photos? 1 year, it was good. You guys thought you had it, right? You thought you was back. What happened? And I said, I'm just saying, I've seen it before. This before the season. I ain't seen Ashy Larry since. But when I see him, like I tried to tell you, I ain't seen it.
So with all
I thought the Commanders were going to the playoffs, but you know what, man? This is what it is, man. This is football. It's why we watch it. It's why it's the number one male soap opera in America. Yeah. You be up 1 year, next year, man, things change. You're trying to figure out how. I'm like, I'm looking at the Bears. I thought the Bears would be sorry. But then again, who knew that Matt Eberflus was that bad, the Bears could be that good, and then Matt Eberflus becomes the Cowboys, the Cowboys even can come that bad. So, oh well.
All that said, there is a ball game tomorrow. It'll be on Netflix if you want to watch it. What is a scenario where Washington wins this thing?
Cowboy turnovers.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Cowboys don't lock in and play.
That's what I said.
You know, you got, you know, look, this team will turn the ball over. They'll go to the red zone and find a way to not score a touchdown. I mean, they specialize in that. You can't beat these guys deep, you know. Guys still don't know what the hell's going on in the defensive backfield at times. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. So, you know, they can't be beat. And I say this. All right, the Cowboys got to lead today. Yay. Who wants to go on Christmas Eve up here to the cold and go play on Netflix? I mean, good luck with that. This is a game Washington can win. And you don't want to get swept by the Cowboys if you're Washington. So,
yeah.
No, these holiday games aren't fun. And this is the Cowboys' second holiday game. They had to play on Thanksgiving Day. You know, boo-hoo. I mean, they're still getting a check is what most Americans will say. But still, you know, it's all lost. And when they had to play the Chargers, they already knew they were eliminated from the playoffs. And the offense didn't score a point in the second half. Defense allowed them to score, allowed the Chargers to score every time they had the ball in the first half. I don't know exactly how this is all getting fixed around here in a week. And they all just say the same stuff. Oh, we just got to clean this up here. And we can play with anybody in the league. Dude, we're down to the wires. 15 games, you ain't done it. I don't know if they're going to do it. I know Vegas says they're favored by 6. But, you know, Vegas said they was favored last week. So who knows? I don't have a whole lot of expectation. I'm be getting on a plane, so I don't even know. You know, I might catch it on my phone or something, but you know, I ain't locked into this.
Where are you headed?
I want this thing to end, buddy. Okay, this needs like when your wife's pregnant and she looks at you, she's like, this needs to be over. You know, I'm ready to have a baby. I'm ready for the season to be over. Okay, this thing is bad. It ain't gonna get any better. Just end it. Let's see some firings and see where they go next.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir about ready for this season to be over.
Oh, bro, let me tell you.
Two folks up here.
And I got one more road trip.
Yeah. Gosh.
Ooh.
I mean, it's Philly.
I thought road trips after Vegas, maybe. I was like, I ain't doing nothing else after Vegas. I'm done.
Yeah, so are you going to Vegas just for fun? Or is there work stuff?
Well, no. I went to Vegas, so
they went to Vegas.
So they had the bye week, and then they played Vegas. So I went to Vegas for 8 days.
That's how you do it as yeah, sports
so
director.
I got a timeshare in Vegas. So I spent the whole week, and I was able to use the company dime to fly in and fly out.
That's fantastic.
But I got a timeshare there. So I did that whole thing there. But no, I was back in November.
Right.
But no, I was like, man, I'm not doing no more road trips. I mean, the Cowboy road trips in December were Detroit, Washington, and New York. That's when let the weekend guy go.
Yeah, B and I get to go to Philadelphia next weekend. Philly in early January.
At least they like me up there. They don't like JP.
They do not like me up there. Nui, total non-football question. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh. Movie. You know, Bad Santa might be it, because Faison Love and I found out one night at a strip club that we're connect, that we're cousins. I'm cousins with Big Worm.
So Big Worm, huh?
Mom, yeah, so somehow Big Worm's mom is connected to somebody in my family, and we're cousins. And so, yeah, we bonded on that, man. That's real stuff right there, man.
That
real
is, stuff. So that is Bad tremendous. Santa.
That'll make it like a movie. Damn.
Right, look at my fam on the big screen, man. Look at us, kids.
That is tremendous. That is a that is just perfect. Well, Nui,
that was a long time ago now, guys. That was back in the 90s, all right? Back in the 90s. But I found that family thing out, and we haven't really talked since that night. But, you know.
But that's my cuz.
I'm going to, Nui.
Family.
Very Merry Christmas, man. Enjoy not working this game tomorrow.
Hey, man, you guys enjoy it. May the Cowboys lose and get some draft picks and, you know, yeah.
I don't think they're gonna, but that's why they play the games, man. You never know.
That's
you
why
never
play know. The games, guys. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks care, for the brother. Time, brother. The great.
Nui's funny,
Nui's always hysterical, dude. The great Nui Scruggs. Give a follow at Nui Scruggs. N-E-W-I Scruggs. S-C-R-U-G-G-S. Nui kind enough to join us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Phone lines are open for the remainder of the show. It's Christmas Eve. You can talk about anything pretty much want. Anything you yeah. want. We're going to make some predictions for tomorrow, too. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Fellas, if you're still rocking those tired old cop polos with the floppy collars, it's time to step it up. Collars & Co. gives you that crisp dress shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. I wear mine to the studio, to hit the courts, or even just for a night out. With no wrinkles, no dry cleaner, you just throw them on and you're ready to roll. CollarsAndCo.com, and now you can check them out in person. They have a new store open in Congressional Plaza, and they're stocked up with all your favorite holiday shopping needs. Collars & Co., tell them B-Mitch sent you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.